This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of auto diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. The service industry has been hit hard by COVID-19, forcing some bars and restaurants to shut down for winter and others to permanently close their doors. After being laid off in March, Madison bartender Amy Moreland was able to go back to work this summer, but she's nervous it won't last.
Things are very different, but very similar. I did go back to work. I am a bartender, but I'm also an events coordinator. When people are like, well, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I get people to gather in groups of 50 or more. Well, that's canceled forever or for the foreseeable future. So most places, at least the places that I work, are outside only. Well, if the weather is bad, then that means that you don't work, or, you know, like they only do to-goes then. And we're doing our best. We really want to keep our community safe. We want to keep the employees safe. We want to keep our customers safe. We don't want to be the cause of anybody getting COVID. You know, and then there's the other hand where it's like, we can't make any money that way. And it's like, you know, bartenders and servers don't get paid unless people come in. So you have two choices. Like, you can pack a bar and you can make money, or you can have a few people. And anyway, this is where we're at, is that we're, you know, we're making it right now, but winter is coming. Winter is coming, and a lot of doors are going to be shut. A lot of your favorite restaurants and bars will not survive this winter. As soon as it's too cold, we won't be able to be open. So, I mean, unless things change this winter where we're going to be able to have more people inside, again, like, we're going to get a lot of us are going to get laid off again. And it doesn't seem like things are getting better as far as numbers go. It seems to be, like, actively getting worse. I think that that's the thing, is that, you know, we're all getting ready to be laid off again for a long time. So, I mean, I know everybody that I know that's in the industry right now is just, whatever they're making, they're saving. And we need help. I say right now, the service industry needs help. We need your help, or we're not going to survive this winter. Many of us lost wages, even if we didn't lose our entire job. A lot of people that didn't lose their job completely will lose their job soon. I know it's a job that a lot of people like to look down on, but it was a job that was really great that you could get without a college education. You worked really hard at it, and you made good money. It was an American dream job. Like, you got paid for how hard you worked. And a lot of people are really struggling right now. And I really fear for the future for all of us. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And I think we could really use some kindness. And I think we could really use our neighbors right now.